AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Jimmy Carter is calling Nancy Reagan a woman of strength and wit, and her dedication to her country was matched only by that of her husband. Nancy Reagan died in California. She was 94. During Ronald Reagan's time in the White House, Nancy Reagan led the Just Say No campaign to get kids and teenagers to stay away from drugs. She testified on Capitol Hill in 1995.
Today, the anti-drug message just seems to be fading away. Children need to hear it, and hear it often.
As First Lady, Nancy Reagan's mission was to back her husband. Ronald Reagan died in 2004. New Yorker Evan Waxman says Nancy Reagan's death is a big loss. She did a lot for the country.
Maybe the politicians this week running for president will respect that and stop trading barbs with each other and, you know, and act professionally and act like politicians.
Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says Nancy Reagan is with her Ronnie now. Those of us she left behind will miss her dearly. Flint, Michigan is the site of tonight's Democratic presidential debate. Hillary Clinton says she is pleased former aide Brian Pagliano has been granted immunity in the FBI investigation into her private email account.
Absolutely. I think we're getting closer and closer to wrapping this up.
Hillary Clinton was on CBS's Face the Nation. Meantime, on ABC's This Week, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says there is a change of demographics.
We are doing better and better with young African Americans, young Latinos, and young whites. And in fact, in many instances, we are winning those demographics. With the older people, we're not doing as well.
Turkey state-run news agency says the Coast Guard has recovered the bodies of seven more migrants from a sunken boat off the Aegean coast. The total number of dead is now up to 25. This is AP Radio News. Peyton Manning is telling the Denver Broncos he is going to retire. He was the starting quarterback in the Broncos' victory in Super Bowl 50 last month. The AP's Arnie Stapleton reports the Broncos can now go after free agents.
They'll get the $19 million, which is equal to his salary, and be able to use that to pay free agents, including his replacement. They're trying to get Brock Osweiler, his backup for the last 4 years, signed to a long-term contract. He's a free agent.
Peyton Manning is about to turn 40. He has won two Super Bowls in his NFL career. Number one this weekend at the box office.
Welcome to Zootopia.
Zootopia is the new movie from Disney and Pixar. It is the fourth highest March opening ever and a best for Disney animation. This ends Deadpool's three-week reign as the number one movie. It fell to third place behind London Has Fallen, the sequel to the Die Hard in the White House, Olympus Has Fallen. Tina Fey's Whiskey Tango Foxtrot finished in fourth place. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.